Advocates for police reform in New York want Governor Cuomo to reject Nassau County's submission for mandated change after the state attorney general's office criticized the plan. WSHU's Charles Lane reports there's been no comment from the governor so far.
The group Long Island Advocates for Police Accountability renewed their calls to withhold funding from Nassau Police after Attorney General Letitia James said the department lacked formal oversight. The governor's office is still reviewing the plans, but Cuomo has said in the past that so long as police departments followed the legislative process as prescribed by the state-mandated reform process, it would not lose funding. Fred Burrington is a civil rights lawyer and part of the police reform group.
We are interested in seeing what the governor's office does in terms of doing a real evaluation of whether or not reform after the death of George Floyd really has been provided through the Nassau plan.
Cuomo's executive order required police departments to involve community stakeholders with drafting of the plan. Burrington's group was involved until they quit in protest because Nassau police were largely ignoring their suggestions. Charles Lane, WSHU News.